Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Old School on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Old School, 93.7 The Ticket, Jay Foreman, Mark Onwaller, and for Rico. Jay was giving us his all times, and there's several different things. So I can say, I'm going to say it on air tomorrow. I'm going to have Jay give us his Husker defense, his Husker all time pass defense.
Husker? So
Nebraska Husker.
Is that like corners or linebackers?
Yep.
Or
so what? Different situations. So we've got pass rush where it's third and long. We've got first and 10. And you're going to tell us the best run defenders, the best pass defenders, the best pressure guys, all of those things. We'll do that tomorrow.
Dang, I got some homework.
But today, and then and
brother's going to be texting me. I know T. Farley wants
right,
to be on.
Like they want to be. That's just it, right?
I already know I'm in there. I don't give a dang who it is.
And then, in a separate deal, the greatest special teams players in Husker history. Like the guys.
Yeah, that's going to be hard because I don't really, you know, like.
They're guys. They're guys. Yeah, playmakers.
That's going to be hard to do just because.
Playmakers.
Yeah.
You don't want it easy. You don't want it easy.
Well, I don't know who all was good, like, prior.
You
I mean,
don't want it. Well, the text line will help.
Johnny Rogers is.
The text line will help.
It's got to be everybody besides Johnny Rogers.
Right? Like, so.
He has the award.
Well,
after him.
You can get kickers. You can get punters. You can get.
Oh, kickers.
You can get wedge blusters.
That's not even right because I'm really good. I'm friends with Chris Brown. I know Alex Henry.
Well, that
Alex Henry might be the fan favorite.
We don't want it to be easy.
Well, I already can tell you, I'm picking Chris Brown.
We don't want it to be easy, Jay Foreman. You need friction in your life. We know this.
I'm picking Chris just because I trust him.
We know this. And then we're also, tomorrow, we're going to do the greatest nicknames in sports as far as defensive units. Because you hit – we were talking about Klecko and Gastineau, and we brought up Marty Lyons, who was kind of the forgotten force in that thing. And then you called out the name, and it gave me goosebumps because it was such a cool nickname that is underutilized. And if I'm the Jets, I figure a way to bring it back.
But yeah, well, they've been drafting to try to get
but
it back.
But the New York Sack Exchange with Gastineau and Klecko is one of the great names. But then you can go through, and there is a list. Somehow –
Jason Peter is the one that I was talking to him about. With Klecko and Gastineau, just talking about guys, and he's like New York. I mean, because he grew up probably watching it. He's like, those dudes were unstoppable.
So let's do a roll call real quick, right? So the Over the Hill Gang.
Who is that? The Dolphins?
Washington with McDowell with the two Huskers on him.
Oh, okay.
With McDowell and Fisher, the Over the Hill Gang. Yeah. Capital Punishment, which was the Super Bowl versions of it. The Purple People Eaters.
Right. Doomsday.
Doomsday. What were the Bears? What would you call – what were the Bears?
Monsters of the Midway.
Monsters of the Midway. And then they took something else for the 46 gang. They did something else.
And then you had the Steel Curtain.
Steel Curtain.
What was the Miami Dolphins? The Killer Bees.
The Killer Bees and the No Names.
Yeah.
The No Name Defense.
But see, there's great defenses. Like the Raiders never had one.
Did they never? Never had a nickname.
No, I mean the Legion of Boom is like the recent
Legion
one.
Of Boom with Seattle.
I mean, just think of all the 49ers, great defenses. There's a lot of.
Just called them great defense.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of teams that had great defenses.
Orange Crush, Nate.
Orange Crush,
Nate.
I mean,
Orange Crush defense.
Like the Browns when they had all those, like Hanford
dog
Dixon.
Pound.
And,
they were the dog pound.
Yeah, I was about to say they're the dog pound. Okay, what do you call the Ravens when they, stat-wise, had the best defense ever with Ray Lewis and them? They didn't have it.
You just called it the best ever.
They just called them the gangsters.
Just got, yeah, really.
Really.
Literally.
With Burnett and all them, they were just got there. Just
literally called them Orange Crush with the Broncos was fantastic. I loved them, and then they broke my heart because I needed for them to beat the Cowboys in that Super Bowl. And I got all in. I went all in. Like, we had a – I remember we had a party for Super Bowl, and the only thing we had to drink was Orange Crush.
Oh, for that.
And disappointment.
I mean, so you got to think, even back when the Rams had Jack Youngblood and all them, they didn't have a name. You know,
well, the fearsome foursome with fearsome Rosie.
Yeah, but I'm talking about with Jack Youngblood when they lost to the Steelers. They had a really good defense. I mean, so there's tons of the defenses and teams that have been, you know, I felt good or great.
I feel
that
like
never
we're missing a layup, though.
What was the Eagles with, you know, what do you call the Eagles with Reggie White?
Well, he was the Minister of Defense.
Yeah, but what do you call that? Was it body bag crew? I mean,
yeah, because well, because there was the body bag game against Washington in the playoffs.
I mean, so just think of defenses like that you don't even get to. I mean, even like, you know, the Chiefs defense when they had Derek Thomas, they weren't great, but they were really, really good because once he was at home and you were playing there, I mean, he was going to get you for 4 or 5 sacks, and then you had him and Neil Smith. What do you call those, that defense?
Eric said he's going to – I think I'm going to have an Orange Crush for lunch today. Eric drops him off at the station. No, literally, that party, that Super Bowl party started great, ended poorly. You know, now I need to go in there. Okay, so where we were, we got through the defensive side of it, and now we need to get through the offensive side of it, right? And you said a thing that was simple. You said that Joe Montana was the GOAT.
Then Brady took it over.
I wanted to highlight that you said Montana was the GOAT, then Brady.
No.
Okay. Walk me through it.
Joe Montana was the GOAT, and then now Brady's the GOAT.
Oh, and then. Okay. So let's start with that then, because that's a really good thing. Sammy Ball would be the first GOAT at quarterback.
Then probably Unitas.
Then there's who's the guy with the Bears who won every title? Otto Graham.
Yeah, I mean, that's the dude.
Otto Graham. Then Unitas.
Yeah.
Because Unitas, and I have to tell the young folks, the old heads will know this, but the young folks, every quarterback on a playground from 1959
to 70
to 72 or to, until Joe Namath.
Yep. Imitated.
Johnny Unitas. Yeah. That was how strong his GOAT game was. Now, when you go back, you really want to blow your mind. Go back and look at Unitas' numbers. They weren't great.
All right.
They weren't great numbers. Look at Namath's numbers. They weren't great because the game was
different. Yeah.
The game was
different.
Everything
was different back then.
Right? But Unitas drew up, not only called his own plays, but drew up his own plays in the huddle. he would kneel down. There's some dudes who, when they play quarterback in their backyard, they'd go old school. And the old school quarterbacks would always take a knee in the huddle. Why? Because they were drawing in the grass. They were drawing
Johnny
the place
Unitas
up. They're like, you're here.
I'm picturing the kid at the spelling bee, like writing on the back of his little card. Is it basically that?
Yeah.
And they called their own plays, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you would kneel in the grass, and the whole thing was, okay. And then you would take one hand and cover what you were doing so that the other people couldn't see. Mm-hmm. And then you go, okay, so you're here, and you're here, you're here, you're here. You do that.
Yeah.
Namath, for 2 years, was the guy.
Yeah.
I'm amazed and resoundingly confused of why Bradshaw was never the guy.
He just never played like that. I mean, if you want to win a Super Bowl.
You won four out of six Super Bowls. Like,
you want Terry Bradshaw, but just playing the position. I mean, you got to think Terry Bradshaw will even tell you he didn't win the starting spot, so it's a little different. And you had two Hall of Fame receivers, so it's just different. I do say he doesn't get the respect that he deserves as a quarterback, and maybe that's because of Chuck Knoll always kind of never giving him his credit, and maybe it's because of the way that
Chuck Knoll thing.
You got to think they had Franco Harris and they were heavy run, so you know it's no different. Like Troy Aikman's in the Hall of Fame and his numbers aren't very good.
See, I'm going to upset some people. I didn't think Aikman was that dude.
There's a lot of people that think that way. But he's in the Hall of Fame, but his numbers aren't very well. But he has three Super Bowls.
The question Tater asked this question, but I'm going to rephrase it. He asked if you ever sacked Tom Brady, but I'm going to ask who's the best quarterback you ever sacked.
Tom Brady.
You got it.
I got Tom Brady and I got Peyton Manning.
High five.
Didn't get a lot of
high five.
Yeah,
Didn't get a lot of sacks, but
yeah.
I got them though. Yeah, I got. Yeah.
Put that on a shirt, man. Yeah. Look. I would walk in. I'm not sure. I would put on the front of the shirt, Jay Foreman, Husker Football Hall of Fame, and on the back, oh, by the way, I sacked Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Like that.
But Tom Brady
that
got
be my
Tom,
introduction.
Hey, Tom Brady got me back. Tom Brady got me back though. We were playing up there, and I'd hit him a few times hard. And when we were at Buffalo, when we played him at Buffalo, you know, I kind of probably accidentally put my hand around his neck and slammed
accidentally
on the ground. You know, went there or whatever.
So accidentally,
we're up in Foxborough, and it's my fourth year, and. For whatever reason, when Kevin Falk went out of the backfield, instead of having a safety go cover him, they're like, yeah, let's go have our linebacker go cover Kevin Falk, right?
Right. Yeah, thanks.
So the first time they did it, it wasn't a good pass, but then I acted like I broke it up or whatever. Then it's in the red zone. So now it's like – so I'm like, okay, cool. You know, I'm going to sit on everything. You know, if they try to throw, like, a jump ball, I feel comfortable going up against a jump ball against Kevin Falk because he's, like, you know, 5'9 or whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I swear I had tight coverage on this dude, and they ran, like, a back shoulder stop, like, fade. And I literally, Tom Brady fitted in there in between, like, fingernails, and he stared at me.
gave me the look, right?
Like, he said, he's like, Falky, you were wide open. Good catch. And just looked at me. Right? And I was like, F you, man. You know, and
good.
But
good stuff. Hey, let's pause there. We need to get four segments in the hour, so we'll do that. But we missed a couple of names. We missed a couple of defensive nicknames. And then we'll get deeper into this thing. We'll finish this up as well. We already know what we're going to do for Beatrice Bakery today. We'll do that in one-on-one because there's a thing we need to take care of there as well. So more goat talk when we come back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.